Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
This bright yellow light is like, whoo, just caught my attention.
这个黄色的那个幻灯片，很引人注意。
Thank you, our AV team. you know, I just want to share that it's been a while, but I'm very happy to be back here, able to serve you through preaching God's word this morning.
我虽然有一段时间我没有站在这讲台上，但是今天我早上我非常的高兴能够站在这里与大家分享。
And on behalf of our missions team, once again, I just want to say thank you to all of our church, our brothers and sisters for supporting this trip in prayer.
我代表就是我们短宣的团队，就是要感谢大家的为我们祷告，还有给我们的支持。
Thank you for your financial support.
也感谢你们在经济上的支持。
Thank you for sending us as part of our church. As the chairman prayed, I really amen that. We went together with you.
就像我们主席刚才祷告的时候说的，就是也感谢教会遣派我们，遣送我们，遣派我们到哪里，到那里，我就感觉就是我们整个教会都一起去了。
Especially, I heard that a few of our members were texting pictures all during the trip every day.
我也知道，就是特别就是我们当中有几个成员，就是每天都通过短信把那个我们在墨西哥的照片发送给我们的弟兄姐妹。
And that was reminding people to pray.
能够提醒大家就是为我们祷告。
And then even on Sunday, we received a video of all of you saying hi to us.
就是在那个礼拜天我们呢也收到一个短的就是视频，就是大家我们教会的大家都跟我们说 hi.
And I think for our very first mission trip of this church.
You think?
For the first mission trip.
就是我也很感谢，就是这次是我们就是作为整个教会的第一次的那个短宣。
Just the fact that we went together, I think that was powerful.
就是仅仅是就是我们大家一同去这个事实就是非常有力量的。
It was so good.
感觉非常的好。
We experienced the Lord.
我们呢也经历了神。
We have so many stories to tell you.
我们有很多的故事要告诉大家。
But it was also so hard.
当然就是同时我们也感觉非常的困难。
It wasn't easy.
不容易。
We were there to serve God.
我们在那边呢是去服侍神的。
We were there to serve the local church in Mexico.
去服侍就是当地墨西哥当地的教会的。
And we were there to deliver the good news of Jesus Christ.To those in that village that we were serving who do not yet know Christ.
我们在那里呢是要把福音传给当地那些村民的，他们那些人还不信主耶稣，不信主耶稣。
That was our mission.
这就是我们的使命。
But I'll tell you that there were enemies to our mission.
但是呢，我也要告诉你们，告诉大家，就是这当中呢也有敌人。
There were things that were deterring us from our mission.
就是这当中呢就是也有就是敌人呢在阻碍我们的使命。
There were things that were trying to hinder us from our mission.
要阻碍我们的宣教。
These were the enemies of our mission.
这就是我们宣教当中遇到的这些敌人。
One of such enemies was that 15 of our 20 people, or over half of our team, got food poisoning or some type of Mexican parasite in our stomachs.
那第一个就是敌人呢，就是我们一共去了二十位成员，其中有十五位成员呢，就是可能有就是食物中毒了。
Only a few of those with iron stomachs were not affected by this enemy.
只剩下几位就是可能胃肠道比较好的那些没有生病。
Many of us were crippled.
那我们剩下的这些人就伤残了。
Many of us were in pain.
我们很多人呢就是经历疼痛。
Throwing up.
呕吐。
Diarrhea.
拉肚子。
Massive headaches, fever.
还发烧头痛。
To the point where we were being hindered from our mission.
那这些呢，这一切呢，就阻碍了我们的宣教。
For a period of time, we were hindered from the mission.
事实上呢，也有一段时间，我们确实是被阻碍了。
That food poison or the parasite was an enemy to our mission.
那这个就是这个食物中毒，或者就是爬到我们肚子里的虫子呢，就是我们这次宣教的这个敌人。
We also faced another enemy of the mission.
我们呢也面临过就是另外一个敌人。
That right when we were about to cross the border, we were like within a stone's throw of the border's crossing in Tecate.
那我们就是当
I have to say it Mexican style, Tecate.
那我们当我们回来的路上呢，就是啊，我们快要穿过那个
border.
那个边境的时候。
One of our cars had a small accident, very small accident.
那我们其中一部车呢，就是遇了点小小的就是小小的车祸。
And then we were held up by the federales, the Mexican police.
那我们呢就是因为这件事情呢，就是我们被墨西哥那边的警察留了好久。
And that deterred us.
这呢也阻碍了我们。
We were so excited coming back to meet brothers and sisters at fellowship Saturday night.
我们呢，其实当时在路上呢是非常兴奋的，因为我们要急着回来。那个周六晚上，我们是想要和弟兄姐妹们分享的。
We were ready to share the praise of what God's been doing.
我们想要分享就是神的工作。
We were so excited to see our family here on Saturday night.
我们是如此的兴奋，因为我马上就要遇见我们这个教会的家庭了。
But the federales were the enemy to our mission.
但是呢，那这些警察就是我们那个宣教的这个敌人。
You know, I think the same thing holds true for our faith.
那对我们的信心来说呢，这也是一样的。
I think there are enemies to faith.
那我知道，对我们的信心信仰来说，也我们的信仰上也是有敌人的。
And I think that if you're a Christian here.
那如果你是一位基督徒
，You've experienced times in your life where you want to grow in your faith.
在有些一段就是某些时间段，你也经历过，就是你想在信心上成长。
You want to experience God more.
你想经历更多经历神更多。
You want to have more of God in your life.
你想神在你的生命里更多。
You want to grow in your faith.
你想在你的信心上成长。
But I think every Christian here would admit and they know that we've experienced enemies to that growth. Something is hindering us from growing.
但是我知道每一位基督徒也知道在这里就是我们也经历过某些事情就是阻碍我们的成长。
Things that have tried to destroy our faith.
那些就是要破坏我们信心的。
Things that have tried to detour us from growing in our faith.
那些要把我们就是从我们的信仰上拉开的那些事情。
These we could call the enemies of faith.
那这些呢，我们就可以称为是信仰的敌人。
And the enemies of faith are real and something to be reckoned with.
那我们这些信仰上的这个信仰上的敌人呢是真实的，那我们是不可忽视的。
The enemies of faith are always pushed behind by the ultimate enemy of the faith, which is Satan and his minions, his army.
那这些就是我们信仰上的敌人呢，其实在这些信仰上的敌人身后呢，最终是一位最大的敌人呢，其实就是撒旦。
Because he wants to hinder and deter our faith.
因为撒旦想要阻止我们的信仰。
But I think as we're in the middle of studying the book of 1 John,
我们呢现在就在学习约翰一书。
John helps us to understand and help us to be familiar with some of the enemies of our faith.
那约翰呢其实就是想帮助我们就是理解并且理解我们这些信仰上的敌人。
Enemies of our faith that we have to watch out for.
那这些敌人呢，我们是要小心提防的。
And so turn with me if you would as we continue on in our expositional study of 1 John.
那我们呢，来一起翻开约翰一书。
And last week, we continued on in chapter 2.
上个周日呢, 我们讲到了第 二章。
Pastor James was leading us through verse 15 through 17, very familiar verses to many of us.
那, James 长老带领我们, 查考了第十五节到第十七节,
because 15 through 17 was talking about an enemy of our faith.
其实15到17节已经讲到了就是 我们信仰的敌人。
No, no, no. Yeah, yes. And that this enemy of our faith is the world and the things in the world.
那我们信仰上的敌人呢, 就是这个世界, 还有这个世界上的事。
That the things of this world as an enemy of our faith will deter us, distract us, will try to destroy our faith.
那我们就是信仰上的敌人呢, 就会阻碍, 破坏我们的信心。
But today we're going to continue on in our text and we're going to see what another enemy of our faith is.
那今天呢, 我们要继续就是看看我们另外一个敌人是什么。
And so we're going to take our text bit by bit this morning.
那我们来一点一点的, 分析。
We're going to start by reading just two verses first, verses 18 and 19.
那我们呢, 先来看两个章, 两个经文, 就是18和19节。
So if you have your Bibles open, 1 John chapter 2, we're going to read the first two verses here.
约翰一书第二章第十八、十九节。
John says, Children, it is the last hour.
约翰说,小子们呢,如今是末时了。And
as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come.
你们曾听见说那敌基督的要来。Therefore,
we know that it is the last hour.
现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了,从此我们就知道如今是末时了。They
went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us.
他们从我们中间出去,却不是属我们的。若是属我们的,就必仍旧与我们同在。他们出去,显明都不是属我们的。But
they went out, that it might be plain that they all are not of us.
他们出去显明都不是属我们的。
In verse 18, God's word shows us that a significant enemy of our faith, last week we saw that it was the world, this week we see that it is the Antichrist or Antichrists, plural.
那就是在18节当中我们就可以看到就是一位重要的就是信仰上的敌人就是敌基督。
And this is really serious, and I think it's very important for us to know.
这是非常严重的, 当然就是对我们来说也是非常重要, 让我们要了解。
We don't talk about this very often.
我们呢, 通常不会提到这个话题。
I don't think if Pastor James and I chose to have a topical talk today, we would choose to speak on Antichrist.
我知道, 如果我们, 可以有选择的话, 我们不一定会选择这个话题。
But that's what we love as we go through an expositional look of God's Word. We're going to cover whatever God's Word brings us to, and today, God brought us to the study of these enemies of our faith, the Antichrists.
但是呢, 当我们就是, 来谈, 看, 就是探讨约翰一书的时候呢, 那神带领我们到这个地方, 我们就是一定要谈论, 听从神的旨意, 谈论这个话题。
But if these are enemies of the faith to deter us and hinder us and try to destroy our faith,
那如果这些是我们信仰上的敌人要来阻止破坏我们的信心的时候,
then I think it'd be pretty important for us to learn how to recognize them, wouldn't it?
那我觉得呢, 这非常重要, 对我们来说是, 要辨认他们是非常重要的。
And then not only just know how to identify the Antichrist, but to know how to resist them and protect ourselves from them.
那最重要,不仅仅我们是要就是辨认出这些敌基督,但是更重要的呢,是我们要学习如何来保护我们自己。
And what's beautiful about John's letter here is he's going to show us how to recognize them and how to resist them.
那, 约翰的书信的美妙之处呢,就是不仅仅是说我们要,辨认出这些敌基督,但是呢,他也教我们同时 也要教我们呢如此如何去保护自己
yeah, 去阻止
这些
敌基督 Would you join me in prayer so we can ask God to help us in this careful study?
让我们一起祷告让神带领我们这个学习
Heavenly Father, the words before us today are sometimes a little bit hard to understand.
我们的天父我知道我们今天的那个要学习的话语或许是对我们来说有些困难。
No, the text in your word sometimes is hard to understand.
你的就是这些经文可能是比较难以理解。
But you did not give them to us to leave us in understand in a lack of understanding.
但是你不会就把这些经文给我们把我们撇下。
Because you have promised to us that your word is living and active.
因为你已经应许了你的话语是真实的是活的。
And you have also given us your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, to help us to discern and to understand it.
因为你也把你就是用把你的圣灵给我们所以来帮助我们能够理解这些话语。
So Father, this morning we pray that your Holy Spirit would be our teacher and our guide.
所以我们今天祷告就是你的圣灵会成为我们的带领者。
Illuminate your word for us.
来描述把你的话语描述给我们。
Impress your words deeply into us, Spirit of God.
把你的话语深深的埋藏在我们的埋藏在我们的心里。
And we ask, Lord, that we, as a body of believers, would be led forward because of your word today.
我们祷告就是作为作为你的肢体我们能够你能够带领我们。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.You know, Christians who are familiar with the Bible, they know that there's a superhuman known as the Antichrist, and that he will come into the picture in the last days.
那我知道基督徒你们熟悉圣经的话，你们知道就是有一个超人，就是在末时呢会来到。
He will come at a time when all seems lost.
他会在就是看起来一切都遗失的时候他会出现。
And he will appear to have all the answers.
他呢看起来会可能会给你所有的答案。
He will be a man who has great appeal to the masses.
他会成为一个就是很有吸引力的人。
And he will appear to be coming to bring peace.
他呢看起来呢好像是要给我们带来平安。
But in fact, Christians know that this is the beast that is referred to in the last book of our New Testament Revelations.
但是作为基督徒我们都知道这其实在圣经最后一个一本书启示录上讲到的，这就是这就是这个兽。
He will appear to come in peace.
他呢，就是看起来好像带来了平安。
He will appear to have all the solutions to our world's problems.
他看起来呢，好像对我们世上所遇到的问题呢，都有个解决的方案。
And people will follow him willingly.
那大家呢，就会很自愿的跟随他。
But he is the Antichrist.
但是呢，他事实上呢是敌基督的。
The Bible warns us of this such antichrist.
那圣经呢，其实已经警告我们，警告我们过。
Yet John here is warning us not of the one antichrist, that one person, but here he's warning us of, he says, many antichrists.
那约翰在这里呢，不是说警告我们只是一味的敌基督，他说到的是许多很多的敌基督的。
What is this antichrist or these antichrists exactly?
那这个敌基督或者众位敌基督的是什么呢？
The word antichrist, it's actually easier to understand in Chinese. It's very simple. It just means against Christ.
那这个敌基督其实用中文来理解是非常容易的，就是反对基督的。
The Bible refers to these as humans, as people.
那在圣经上的这些敌基督其实它指的是 人类
They're ultimately controlled by Satan
但是他们呢其实是被撒旦所控制的
But they are people
但是他们是人
And as we look and as we study in this particular text We not only see the people, the Antichrist
那在我们学习这些经文的时候呢我们不仅仅看到这些人是敌基督的
But today we're going to talk about this the spirit or the attitude of such Antichrist
但是呢我们也能看到就是今天呢我们也要来看看这个敌基督的灵或者这个敌基督的这个态度
And when we think about such a frightening concept that there are these people that are the Antichrist.
当我们想到这个就是比较恐怖的这个概念，就是有些人是敌基督的。
We're going to need to learn how to recognize them.
那我们呢，首先要学会如何去辨认他们。
And then we're going to learn how to protect ourselves from them.
那我们要学会如何来保护我们自己。
But right here, even in these first few verses, we're going to see three ways.That we can recognize them.
那我们在开始的几个经，几个经文当中，我们就看到就是有三点，我们可以来辨认这些敌基督。
How do we recognize these antichrists?
那我们如何来辨认这些敌基督呢？
The first way to identify an antichrist or a spirit or attitude of antichrist is found in verse 18.
那从十八节我们就可以看到，就是第一个。方式去辨认这些敌基督的或者敌基督的灵。
John says, "Children, it is the last hour."
约翰说，小子们呢，如今是末时了。
And then, as you continue on, he says, "Therefore, we know that it is the last hour."
那我们再读下去，就是我们就可以看到，就是我们就知道如今是末时了。
The antichrists will come in the last hour.
那这些敌基督的会在末时的时候到来。
One of the hardest things for children to understand is the concept of time.
那对孩子来说就是时间是很难的理解的。
Whenever we go on a long trip,
不管就是当我们去就是长途旅行的时候
we recently were coming back from the Bay Area.
我们最近呢就是从北加州回来。
It's about a 7-hour trip, or 6 hours if you're Michael, but about 7-8 hours for regular people.
我们大概要开7到8个小时的车。
And my son, within the first hour, CJ asks, how long will it be until we get home?
那我们第一个小时的时候，我儿子就问了，还有多少时间我们才到家呢？
And we said, I don't know, 7 hours.
我们告诉他还有7个小时。
10 minutes later, how long is it going to take for us to get home?
10分钟以后，他又问同样的问题。
Right? Don't all children ask that? Are we there yet?
是不是所有的孩子都是这样问的呢？
But the phrase "the last hour" is one that Christians need to understand.
那这个字句就是末时这个词语呢，就是我们基督徒是要一定要理解的。
Because the language of the New Testament is that we are in the last days. We are in the last hour.
那新约所用的语言就是指明就是我们已经在末时了。
How do we even get into the last hour? How do we know that we have moved into the last hour?
那我们如何才知道我们已经到了末时了呢？
What kicked off these last hours?Days.
那什么是这个末时的就是开始呢
？Well, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, just the very first few verses of Hebrews help us with that.
那我们来看就是希伯来书第一章第一和二节。
So you translate the question, right? Like how do we know what started the last hour?
那我们如何才能知道就是这个末时是何时开始的呢
？Hebrews Chapter 1, verse 1 and 2 says, Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets.
那希伯来书第一章第一节，神既在古时，极则众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
Verse 2, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his son.
第二节，就在这末世，极则他儿子晓谕我们。
The early Christians knew that Jesus' first coming kicked off the last days.
那早期的基督徒呢，其实是知道的。耶稣第一次的来临就是我们末世的开始。
Hebrews and other places in Scripture tells us that when Jesus arrived on the scene, when God started to speak to the world through His Son, that's what kicked off the last days.
那希伯来书和其他的书本呢，也提到过，就是当耶稣第一次来到我们这里。当神遣送他来到我们第一次来到我们世上的时候，就是末世的开始。
And that was 2,000 years ago.
那个时候是2000年之前。
If that was already the last hour,
那如果2000年之前就是末世的话，
we may already be in the last minutes.
那我们可能就是在最后一刻了。
2,000 years ago seems like it's a long time.
那两千年之前呢，看上去是非常长的时间。
But in the timeline of world history, it's actually not a long time.
但是呢，在世界历史上呢，这两千年并不是很长的时间。
There was creation.
一开始有我们的创世纪。
There was the fall of mankind.
然后是人类的堕落。
There was empires developing and rebelling against God.
然后是王的国。国度的建立还
just developing and people empires are rebelling against God.
王国的建立和人类对就是对反抗神。
And so you have this whole Old Testament that is pointing to the New Testament.
那我们所有的这些都在旧约里面带领就是指向着新约的。
The prophets were already talking about the last days.
那个时候的先知已经谈到了我们的末世。
And when Jesus comes on the scene in the New Testament, that kicks off the last days.
那当耶稣来到这个世上的时候，新约的开始就是末日的开始。
The last days of what?
这个是末世的什么呢？
The last days before His second coming.
这就是这个末世呢，就是在耶稣再来第二次再来之前。
The last days before Jesus's judgment.
在耶稣的审判之前。
Casting all those who did not have faith in Jesus's name into the lake of fire.
那要把这些所有就是不信耶稣基督的扔到火堆之前。
And then the creating of the new heavens and the new earth.
然后呢，要再建造新天新地。
The last days is before all of that.
那这个末世就是在这一切的之前。
The Bible gives us signs of the last days.
那圣经呢也给我们末世的这些迹象。
Jesus even said in Luke chapter 2, verse 10 through 11.
那耶稣呢也在路加福音当中提到。
Luke 21, some of you are very familiar with it. Jesus says,Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and pestilences, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. So that's what we see. Jesus is saying there are these signs coming in the last days.
那耶稣呢，在路加福音当中也提到这些末日的迹象，民要攻打民，国要攻打国。地要大大震动，多处必有饥荒、瘟疫，又有可怕的异象和大神迹从天上显现。
So even from Jesus, we see that there's going to be signs from nature.
那我们通过耶稣，我们也看到，就是从自然当中来的一些迹象。
Earthquakes,
地震
；famines,
饥荒
；pestilences upon the land,
瘟疫。
Jesus also notes that there's going to be signs within world politics.
耶稣也提到，就是从世界政治舞台上来的迹象。
Kingdoms will rise against kingdoms, nation against nation.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国。
These rumors of war.
这些战争的谣言。
But another one of the signs that Jesus talks about elsewhere in Matthew chapter 24.
那耶稣也提到，就是另外的一个迹象。
Is that before Jesus returns, there will be.A growing intensity of spiritual deception.
那在就是耶稣也提到，就是在末时呢有，就是圣灵上的欺骗会更加的强烈。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 through 5.
马太福音二十四章第三到五节
says, As he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?
那第三节说，耶稣在橄榄上山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事，你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？
Right, that's the question. What does Jesus say?
那这个问题耶稣是怎么回答的呢？
See that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray.
耶稣回答说：“你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。”
And then, if your finger goes all the way down to verse 24, Jesus says,
如果你能看到二十四节
For false Christs and false prophets will arise.And perform great signs and wonders so as to lead us astray, if possible, even the elect.
二十四节说，因为假基督、假先知将要起来，显大神迹、大奇事。倘若能行，连选民也就迷惑了。
And so that's what John is saying. John is saying, watch out, because in these last days, you're going to have this enemy of your faith.
所以，这就是约翰所说的，要我们小心。到了末日呢，我们有这些敌人。
And the enemies of faith are not just the world and the things in the world.
那我们信仰上的敌人呢，不仅仅是从这个世界和这个世界上的事物。
But in the last days will arise these antichrists.
那到末世的时候，这些假敌基督会起来。
And you're going to see this attitude or the spirit of antichrist cropping up more and more.
那你也会看到这些敌基督的灵也越来越厉害。
What is the spirit or attitude of these antichrists?
那这个敌基督的灵是什么呢？
What's another way to recognize antichrists in our day if we already know that we're in the last days?
那如果我们已经知道我们是末世的话，我们有没有另外一个方式来辨认这个敌基督呢？
Number two.
那第二点。
These antichrists will not be together with us.In true fellowship.
那第二点呢，就是这些敌基督的不会和我们在一起真正的彼此相交。
We saw that in verse 19, didn't we?
我们在十九节当中就看到。
They went out from us.
他们从我们中间出去。
But they were not of us.
却不是属我们的。
For if they have been of us, they would have continued with us.
若是属我们的，就必仍旧与我们同在。
But they went out.
但是他们出去了。
That it might become plain that they all are not of us.
显明都不是属我们的。
These antichrists that John is talking about are false believers or false teachers.
那这些敌基督的，约翰所提到敌基督的呢，就是这些
false believers.
假信徒，假信徒，假师傅。
Yeah, 假信徒 right? One sign of false believers.
那这些假信徒的一个迹象就是
is that false believers will always eventually leave and depart from true fellowship.
就是这些假信徒呢，最终肯定会离开我们的真正的就是我们的真信徒。
Now I need to be clear here.
那我要讲清楚一点。
Because I've heard this verse misused before.
我知道就是这个经文呢以前被错用过。
This is not talking about true believers who may be leaving a church and leaving for another true fellowship of believers.
这呢不是指呢就是我们就是真的基督徒离开了一个教会来到另外一个真正的教会。
That happens sometimes.
这样的事情呢，有时候也发生。
It's never easy.
发生的时候呢，大家都感觉不容易。
Sometimes it brings heartbreak.
有时候使我们心痛。
We always pray that if that happens, that it is a God-glorifying process.
那我们也祷告，就是如果这样子的发，这样子事情发生呢，也能荣耀神。
But true believers who do leave a church will always find another true church of believers.
那如果真正的信徒离开一个教会的时候呢，他们肯定会找到另外一个真正的教会的。
And it's true because they're holding to the truth of God's word.
因为他们是坚持神的真理的。
And they believe in the essentials.Of the faith.
他们呢也坚持就是我们信仰的要领的。
But that is not what John is talking about here.
这呢并不是约翰在这里所讲到的。
John is talking about a false believer who came from within.
那约翰所指的是从我们中间来的这些假信徒。
He's not even talking about false teachers that come from outside and come in, because that happens.
他不是指那些假从外面来的假师傅。
No, he's talking about people who are in here who eventually leave true fellowship because they are false believers.
那他是讲呢，其实我们这些从我们中间来的人，他们是假信徒，最终呢还是会离开我们的。
People who are from within,
从我们中间来的。
People who haveheard the same truth and the gospel,
他们也听到过一样的就是福音的真理。
And they will ultimately leave to be a part of a false church.
他们呢最终会离开我们成为假教会的一部分。
Or a sect, a cult.
或者呢成为另外一个异教的一部分。
And they leave us because they were never really part of us.
他们离开我们是因为他们呢其实并没有真正和我们在一起过。
One of the evidences of a true Christian, and this is something that we always teach the new believers, one of the evidences of a true believer is that they will love being together with other true believers.
那对一个真教徒来说，一个证据就是我们真教徒总是很喜爱和其他的兄弟姐妹们一起彼此相交。
I cheated a little bit, so I read ahead, and in chapter 3, verse 14,
那我原来就是我先看了一下，就是第三章第三十四节。
Verse 14 says,
第14节。
We know that we have passed out of death into life, true life, because what? Because we love the brothers.
那第三章第十四节就提到，我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了。
And in that context, brothers may be translated as brothers and sisters.
那在这里呢，弟兄，就是我们可以把它就是翻译成弟兄，还有姐妹们。
See, John saying, and this is the hallmark of a true believer, you love other brothers and sisters.
那约翰就提到，就这就是我们真教徒的一个标记。
You love being together in true fellowship with other believers.
你爱兄弟姐妹们，就是非常的喜爱和弟兄姐妹们一起彼此的相交。
But you not only crave it, God designed it for you to grow.
那你呢，就是不仅仅说自己渴望，但是呢是神这样设计，所以你有这样的渴望。
You want to grow.You need to be around other believers, true believers.
如果你想要成长的话，你就得与和其他的真信徒在一起。
We have so many visitors coming to our church these days.
那我们教会呢有很多探访者。
A lot of times there's visitors, other Christians from out of town, or like this brother today that joined us.
我们呢也有其他从其他城市来的一些信徒。
And you know what?I often hear from visitors to our church.
那我通常呢，从这些探访者当中听到关于对我们教会的评价。
They say the brothers and sisters of this church really seem to love hanging out with each other.
那他们就会跟我说，这个教会的弟兄姐妹好像非常喜爱，就是在一起。
I amen that. Do you amen that?
那我非常的同意。
Do you amen that?
你觉得呢？
The brothers and sisters here enjoy and crave fellowship with other believers.
那我们我知道我们教会的弟兄姐妹们就是非常的渴望大家在一起。
That's the evidence of a true believer. They crave to be around other true believers.
那这就是真正信徒的一个证据，就是我们渴望和大家在一起。
But the spirit and how you identify antichrists is that they leave true fellowship.
那你如何才能辨认这个敌基督的呢？就是他们最终会离开这个真正的就真正。这个真正的彼此相交的团契。
They are here.
他们在这里。
They hear the same truth.
他们听到一样的真理。
They might claim to be true believers in Christ.
他们也宣称自己是一个真信徒。
But they leave true fellowship. They're not craving true fellowship.
但是呢，他们并不真正的渴望弟兄姐妹间的交流。
John says they.Were of us, but they were never really part of us.
约翰，就像约翰说的，他们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的。
Number three, the third way to recognize Antichrist or the spirit of Antichrist, the attitude of Antichrist.
那第三点呢，就是如何去辨认这个敌基督或者敌基督的灵。
We see this in verse 20 through 23.
我们可以从20到23节当中看到。
They will not believe the same things about Jesus as do we. I don't know if that's grammatically correct. Someone's got to check me, but it seems about right to me.
他们对耶稣的认识和我们呢不同。
They don't believe the same things about Jesus as we do.
他们对耶稣的认识和我们不同。
Look specifically at verse 22.
那我们来看第22节。
Who is the liar but he who, right, the Antichrist, but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ?
第22节说，谁是说谎的呢？不认识耶稣为基督的吗？
This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son.
不认父与子的，这就是敌基督的。
Verse 23, no one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also.
23节说，凡不认子的就没有父，认子的连父也有了。
So how do we identify the Antichrist?
那我们如何才能辨认敌基督的呢？
Number one, Antichrist will come in the last days, days that we are in.
第一点就是敌基督会在末世到来。
Number two,They might appear to be of us, but they continually stand off and push away from true fellowship.
那第二点就是他们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的。
And number three here, how do we recognize an antichrist?
那第三点呢？
Ask a person what they think about Jesus.
那你就问一个人，就是他对耶稣的看法是什么。
What does a person say about Jesus Christ? That's the issue here.
那这个人是怎么说耶稣的？这就是这个关键所在。
Are you aware that there are many churches out there that don't believe the same things we do?
那你知不知道，在其实有很多的教会和就是他们所信仰的和我们不一样。
I think when we were opening up this series, Pastor James said we have to be careful with the word church.
当我们在就是一开始这个系列的时候James 长老也就提到过，就是我们要小心这个字，教会这个字。
Because to the unknowing, all churches are the same.
因为对不认识的人来说，所有的教会对他来说都是一样的。
Some of the false churches have the name Jesus Christ in their name.
对那些假教会在假教会里面也有耶稣基督的名字。
These are churches that call themselves Christians.
那这些教会呢也称他们自己是基督徒。
Who do not believe Jesus is God.
但是呢他们并不相信耶稣就是神。
Some of these churches, the teaching is very subtly off.
那有些教会呢，他们的教条可能是就有一些轻微的不一样。
They may even say that Jesus is the Savior.
他们可能会说耶稣是我们的救赎者。
They say that Jesus died on a cross for our sins.
他们也说耶稣为我们的罪而死在十字架上。
That sounds right to me.
那听起来都是对的。
But they don't believe that Jesus and God the Father are one.
但是呢，他们并不相信耶稣和神是一体的。
Mormons do not believe that.
那摩门教就是这样子的。
Jehovah's Witness do not believe that.
那耶和华见证者也是这样子。
Recently, I heard my wife share with me.
那我最近呢，就是我的太太和我分享说。
That there was a lady that was looking for a true church.
有一个妇女呢，就是在寻一个寻找一个真正的教会。
This lady has children.
这位妇女呢有孩子。
She says she's a Christian.
她说她是基督徒。
So my wife thought that the first question she would ask is, how is the children's program at the church?
所以我太太以为呢，她第一个问题就会问，就是你们教会的儿童的节目如何。
But my wife said that she was surprised.
但是我太太说，其实她很惊讶。
The first question that this sister asked was,
那第一个问这个妇女问的第一个问题是
Do you worship the triune God?
你从敬拜三位一体的神吗？
Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and is God?
你相信耶稣是神的儿子，
Do you believe that the Holy Spirit is God?
你相信圣灵就是神吗？
And God the Father is God.
那神天父也是神。
I want to make sure that I'm at a church that believes that.
我要确就是确定就是我去的教会是有是这样子信仰的。
Because I was at a church where they say that they're Christians.
我曾经去过的教会就是虽然他们说他们是基督徒。
But they do not.
但是他们并不是。
They teach from the Bible.
他们也教导圣经。
But they do not believe that.
但是他们并不真正的相信圣经。
Jesus says in John 5:23, honor the Son as you honor the Father.
那在约翰福音五章二十三节，耶稣就说：“荣耀，荣耀，神的
Honor the Father.
尊
Honor the Son just as they honor the Father.
尊敬子如同尊父一样。
He says in John chapter 10, verse 30.
他在约翰五章十节也说到
Jesus says, I and the Father were one.
耶稣也说我与父原为一。
Jesus says in John 8:24, unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins.
那在八章二十四节也说你们若不信我是基督必要死在罪中。
False believers don't believe that.
那些假信徒是不相信这些的。
The spirit of Antichrist do not believe the same thing that we believe about Jesus.
那敌基督的灵也不相信，也和我们相信的不一样。
So what do you believe about Jesus?
你相信的是什么呢？
What if I asked you, who do you say Jesus is?
那我如果问你这个问题，你耶稣是谁呢？
What do you believe about Jesus?
那你是如何相信耶稣的呢？
Is he a good example?
他仅仅是一个好的榜样吗？
He's just another man.
仅仅是另外一个人吗？
He was a good teacher.
他是一个好的老师。
He's a very good role model.
他是一个非常好的一个榜样。
That's not enough.
这是不够的。
Or to you, is he the Son of God?God himself come down in human flesh.
那是不是对你来说神基督耶稣就是基督神亲自化成肉身来到我们中间。
That is what every true Christian believes.
这就是每一个真正的基督徒应该相信的。
And what you believe about Jesus should be life transforming.
那你所信仰的基督耶稣对你来说是应该有对你有生命的改变的。
John is saying here, you can tell what is true and what is false by what they believe about Jesus.
那对耶稣的认识或者对耶稣的信仰呢，我们就可以看出这个人是不是是一个真假基督徒还是真基督徒。
And these antichrists, this attitude of the Antichrist, it is growing in these last days.
那在这个末世的时候, 这些敌基督和敌基督的态度呢,
because you find this attitude more and more in the world around us. And John is helping us to recognize that they are here to deter us in our faith, to destroy our faith.
那约翰呢, 在这里呢, 希望是能够, 帮助我们, 所以这些, 敌基督徒呢, 不会破坏我们的信心。
So then what do we do?
那我们应该如何做呢?
What's our protection against them?
那对这些敌基督的, 我们的保, 我们有什么保护呢?
How do we resist people like that?
那我们如何能够, 阻止这样的人呢?
How do we resist the attitude of such?
那我们如何能够阻止这样一个, 阻止这样一个现象呢?
The first way to resist the spirit of Antichrist
那第一个方式能够阻止这些, 敌基督的灵是,
is the opposite of what we saw in verse 19.
那其实就是, 在, 我们 19章, 19节看到的相反的,
if the attitude of Antichrist is to break from fellowship,
那这些敌基督的是想要来破坏我们的团契的话,
then the way to resist that type of spirit in you
那我们阻止这样的敌基督的是什么？Is
to be committed to the fellowship of believers.
那我们就是要坚持, 坚持我们, 彼此相交的这些团契。
You want to resist that type of attitude of the Antichrist?
如果你想要阻止这些敌基督的,
then be an active part of the fellowship of believers.
那我们在这, 在我们的信徒, 信徒当中, 我们就要积极地彼此相交。
That's the word that we read, fellowship.
那这个彼此相交这个字,
or we call, I think it's 团契. I think sometimes we see that. But see, this word fellowship, 团契, in the Bible is koinonia.
那在, 圣经上这个字呢, 这个团契这个字呢, 就是,
and it's koinonia. Koinonia.
Koinonia.
And koinonia is not talking about 2 hours on a Saturday night.
那这个呢, 不是说仅仅是我们礼拜六晚上的那个团契。
When the Bible talks about koinonia, it is true fellowship of believers.
那当圣经讲到的这个团契呢, 就是我们信徒当中, 信徒之间真正的, 团契, 真正的交流。
Anyone who barbecues, anyone barbecue with coal anymore?
那任何人能够, okay, 就是任,
no.
任何人会, 做烤肉的, 就是用炭来做烤肉的人。
My dad is the one who taught me how to barbecue.
那我, 我的父亲呢, 是, 是这位教我, 做烤肉的人。
The easy way to learn barbecue is with gas.
那最方便的就烤肉的方式就是用煤气。
But if you really want to know how to barbecue, you need to learn how to barbecue. You want to be a man? You better learn how to barbecue with coal.
那如果你如果想要真正好的烤,用吃好的烤肉的话, 你就用, 你就应该用炭来烤。
My dad made sure that I knew the ways of coal.
那我, 我的父亲呢, 就是, 就是一定要教我就是, 学会如何用炭来烤肉。
And after the coals are ready and hot,
那当这些炭在, 火当中就是已经,
you need to spread them out just a little bit.
那我们在把炭放在一起烤, 烤肉的时候呢, 我们可以把炭呢, 稍稍地分开一点点。
But you got to be careful.
但是你要小心。
Because sometimes there's going to be one coal that rolls away.
但是如果有一个炭掉出来了,
and you know that if one coal rolls away from the pile, that coal is going to lose its heat very soon.
那如果那个炭呢, 就是从, 炭火当中掉出来的时候, 你就知道那个炭呢, 马上就会熄火了。
That coal has rolled away from the rest of the coals.
因为这个炭呢, 从其他的炭当中掉出来了。
And that coal starts to get cold.
那这个炭呢, 就没有, 不能再, 没有在这个, 没有在这个火, 没有火热了。
It's the same thing why we say we need koinonia.
那这就是一样, 我们为什么说我们需要团契。
You're not supposed to roll away from true fellowship.
你其实不应该在我们不应该从真正的团契当中掉出来的。
You need to stay hot by staying with other believers.
我们要和其他的信徒在一起，我们才能够有保持这个火热。
You want to be hot and remain with other believers to share in true fellowship.
我们要和其他的信徒在一起，才能保持火热，才能分享我们这个真正的团契。
I'm not talking about 2 hours on Saturday night.
这里的团契，我不是指我们礼拜六晚上那个两小时的团契。
That's not what the Bible is saying.
这不是圣经上说的。
The Bible is saying there's this attitude of koinonia among brothers and sisters of the church.
那这圣经上说到的这个团契，是我们在弟兄姐妹当中的一个现象。
It may be 2 hours on Saturday night.
或许就礼拜六晚上的两个小时。
But as we grow as a church, we made it move to home fellowships on Wednesday night at home.
但是呢，或许我们教会成长的时候，我们也可以就是，有礼拜三晚上在家庭的团契。
Because we have no more room here, we've grown so big.
或许我们教会已经成长很多了，我们没有这里没有房间
了。But it's still not limited to 2 hours on Wednesday night at home.
但是仍旧这个团契不仅仅是在礼拜三晚上的家庭团契。
It's okay to have a group of people that you're close and open and that you trust.
我们如果有一群人就是我们能够向他们倾心，我们能够相信他们。
But the attitude of koinonia is among the church.
那这个团契呢，这个真正的团契呢，是应该在教会里面。
It's all the one another language you see in scripture.
我们在圣经上可以看到，就是用不同的语言。
It's that love one another language.
那就是用这个爱的语言。
It's that forgive one another language, because you're going to sin against others here.
我们相互原谅。
It's going to be a bear with one another language.
我们相互容忍。
That's what you get when you have koinonia.
那这就是我们真正的团契。
That's deep.
这是非常深的。
There's openness in your sharing.
在我们的分享当中，我们呢彼此放开心怀。
There's a bearing of each other's concerns and hardships.
我们呢相互相互诉说我们的难处。
There's a deep praying for one another.
我们呢都相互祷告。
There's a commitment to one another.
我们相互承诺，相互坚持。
And when you experience that type of fellowship.
但是如果呢，如果你经历到这种类型的团契的话
，There's only one word for that.
Only one.
There's only one word for that.
那只有一个只有一个
one word, 只有一个字，
一个字来描述它。
It's not biblical.
这不是圣经上的。
But it's a word that me and Pastor James came up with.
这是James 长老和我创造出来的。
It's called what? It's called sweet.
这我们就称为是甜美的团契。
He's going to preach more on that at the retreat.
那James 长老在我们的同工退休会上会讲更多。
Because you can't have just fellowship.
你不能仅仅只有团契。
Our fear is many times on Saturday nights, we're having just fellowship.
我们的就是担心之处呢，就是很多时候我们可能把礼拜六晚上就看作我们仅仅是一个团契。
Our prayer for fellowships in the church is that we would experience sweet fellowship.
那我们的祷告呢，就是让我们所有的团契呢都能经历这种甜蜜
甜美的团契。Because when we were in college and a few of our brothers got together and we really could break it down with each other, we're supporting one another, we knew it. We're like, this is it. This is sweet fellowship.
但我们就像我在团契的时候，几个兄弟一起祷告，一起经历，我们就能够感觉到这是如此甜美的一个
团契。Every small group leader, every fellowship leader needs to ask themselves, "Am I leading this group into sweet fellowship?"
那每一个带领团契的人呢，都应该问自己这个问题：我是不是把我们的团契带领到这个甜蜜的团契里面
？After fellowship Saturday night, you got to ask yourself.Did we experience sweet fellowship?
那每个礼拜六晚上，我们团契完了以后，我们能不能问问自己，我们有没有经历这个甜蜜呢
？Ask yourself, do I share sweet fellowship with others in the church?
那你要问你自己，我 我有没有和我在我这个甜蜜的团契里面和其他的弟兄姐妹们分享呢?
That's number one.
这就是第一点.
That's how you make sure you don't start having the attitude of Antichrist.
这就是你要肯定自己，就如何肯定自己不，嗯，所以你不会成为这个敌基督.
Commit yourself to fellowship of believers.
认同，持守把自己承诺于这个团契.
Number two.
第二点,
the second way that we resist the Antichrist.
那第二点，我们如何能够来拒绝？
We find in verse 20.
敌基督，在第二十节可以看到。
But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you all have knowledge.
你们从那圣者受了恩膏，并且知道这一切的事。
And verse 27 says, But the anointing you have received from him abides in you.
那第27节说,你们从主所受的恩膏藏存在你们心里。
The anointing here points to the coming of the Holy Spirit into our lives.
这个恩膏就是
The Holy Spirit coming into our
lives. 就是指圣灵来到我们的生命当中。
In Acts 10, it tells us that Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit.
那下面也讲到就是耶稣就是这位被恩膏的。
1 John 4:13 says that God has given us His Holy Spirit. 1 John 4:13. It's okay. It just says that God has given us His Holy Spirit.
约翰一书里面也提到，就是神已经给了我们这个圣灵来恩膏我们。
So the anointing of the Spirit is the giving of the Holy Spirit to us when we are born again.
那这个用圣灵来恩膏，就是在我们重生的时候，把圣灵灌注给我们。
One of the groups that John was battling against was called the Gnostics.
那有一群人就是约翰在一直在做斗争的这群人。And
these Gnostics,
叫做 Gnostics.
One of their favorite, how do you say in Chinese, Gnostics? Just so she knows, okay, well. One of their favorite words was anointing.
那这群 Gnostics 呢，他们最喜爱的一句话，一个字就是恩膏。
And they would say, we have the special anointing.
他们会说，我们有这个特别的恩膏。
But you don't have the anointing.
但是你们没有。
And a lot of people still do that today.
其实现今的这世代也有人，很多人这样做。
We have a special anointing. You don't have the special anointing.
他们会说，我们有特别的恩膏，你们没有。
So we know something more than you do.
所以我们知道，比你知道的更多。But
this is what John was writing to clarify.
这里呢，就是约翰写出来呢，就是要分辨这些的。All
of you who have been saved.
那你们这些所有得救的人。All
of you who have been born again.
你们这些所有再重生的人。You
have been anointed with the Holy Spirit.
你已经是受圣灵的恩膏了。You
have been anointed by the Holy One, he says.
你已经被这位圣者恩膏了。
In this word, anointing,
那这个字恩膏,
it was the act of pouring or rubbing on of oil upon a priest or a king.
那这其实是一个动词，就是把那个油就是浇在祭司或者国王的头上，并且抹上。
That's what we saw in the Old Testament.
这是在我们旧约当中看到的。
It was also used for healing and for special recognition purposes.
这是用来作为一种治愈或者作为一种特别的那个setting
people apart.
特别就是把这些人从人群当中分开来的。In
the Old Testament, when you were anointing a king with oil,
那在旧约当中就是你用油来恩膏一个国王。
And the oil was covering their head and dripping off their beard.
那这个油从他们的头上流下来，流到他们的脖子上。
It was a symbol that God's power was upon them.
这就标志着神的能力在他们的身上了。
It was the power that allowed them to rule and to rule wisely.
那神呢就就神的力量允许他们来统治这个王国，并且要正确的统治的这个王国。
It helped them to know the right way from the wrong way.
帮助他们呢从错误当中辨别出真实的。
And all of us who are born again, we've been anointed with the same Holy Spirit.
那我们所有在座重生的基督徒，我们所有的我们其实已经被圣灵恩膏了。
To allow us to live with power.
神已经给了我们这个力量去生活。
But also to live,
生活。
To discern right from wrong.
但是呢也给了我们这个能力去辨别真假。
Do you know you have that in you?
你知道吗？我们都有这些在里面。
That anointing.
这个恩膏。
That you have the Holy Spirit.
你有圣灵。
Many cars and homes, they have alarm systems.
那我们知道有很多车子和那个房子都有警报系统。
They protect our cars or our homes.From things getting in that are not supposed to get in.
那这些警报系统呢，是防止小偷进入我们的家里或者车子上。
When something is trying to get in that doesn't belong, the alarm is going to go off.
那如果有小偷进来的话，那这个警报器就会响。
And in the same way, Christians have this alarm system.
那一样就是我们基督徒也有这个警报系统。
It's called the Holy Spirit Alarm Company.
那这个。这个警报系统就是我们的圣灵。
And when things that are trying to get in that don't belong in our minds and in our being, there's an alarm that goes off.
那我们知道就是有些不好的事情进入我们的时候，我们就有能力知道。
That's the Holy Spirit alarm.
这就是圣灵在我们当中。
Warning you.
在警告我们。
Something doesn't belong in here.
圣灵在跟我们说，我们有些事情。是不对的。
This is wrong and not right.
是不正确的。
God has given us the Holy Spirit to discern the spirit of the Antichrist.
那神其实已经给了我们圣灵去辨认这些敌基督的。
I've talked with new young believers, new Christians.
我曾经也和那些新的基督徒通过
话。Who have come up to me?
他们来到我面前说。
And said, I've been approached by some people.
就是有人来找我。
They're so nice.
他们看去很非常的好。
They said they're Christians.
他们说他们是基督徒。
So I hung out with them.
我也跟他们就是一起交流。
But Pastor Alex, something doesn't feel right.
但是呢，我总感觉到有些不对劲。
Some of the things that they're saying, it doesn't sound right.
他们说的那些话呢，总觉得感觉不对。
That's the Holy Spirit alarm company going off.
这就是呢，其实圣灵在你心中做工。
In a new believer,
在一个新的基督徒
who's able to discern falsehoods of the enemy.
那这个新的基督徒就有能力去辨别这个敌基督了。
That's the Spirit guiding us into all truth.
那这就是圣灵来带我们进入真理。
Because the Holy Spirit alarm company will always guide you into the truth.
因为圣灵肯定会把我们带入真理。
And how do you know that the Holy Spirit is always trying to fill you and lead you into all truth?
那你如何才能知道圣灵在一直带领你呢？
And this is the third way and the last way that we know we can resist the spirit of the Antichrist.
那这就是最后一个，也就是第三点，我们能够拒绝敌基督的。
When the Spirit leads you, He will always lead you into what's in the Word of God.
那当圣灵带领你的时候，他肯定会把你带领到神的话语当中。
You want to stand against the spirit of Antichrist in this world?
如果你要反抗这个世界上的敌基督的
，You gotta stay grounded in the Word of God.
你就一定要把神的话语在神的话语上扎根。
Because the Holy Spirit will always lead you unto the way of the Word of God.
因为圣灵肯定是会把你带到神的话语当中来。
This is verse 24.
这就是第24节所说的。
Let what you have heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father.
论到你们，务要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里。若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。
Anytime we have thoughts that are unhealthy,
我们任何时候如果有一些不健康的不健康的想法的话，
whenever the falsehoods creep in,
当那些错误的观念进入你的脑海当中，
it will not stay merely in your mind.
它不会在你的脑海当中永远留下来。
It will affect your emotions.
因为它会影响你的情绪。
It will affect your mood.
会影响你的心态。
And it will affect your decisions.
也会影响你的决定。
We have to guard our mind, our thoughts, from any of the attacks of the spirits of the Antichrist.
我们一定要就是从这些敌基督的当中来保护我们自己的思维思想。
That's why Paul says, let what you've heard from the beginning abide in you, let it stay in you, let it connect in you.
所以约翰就说，务要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里。
It was what they heard because they didn't have the Bible yet. They didn't have an app on their phone, the Bible app.
这是他们所
听到的。It's from what they heard, the teachings of the apostles.
他们从门徒的教导当中所听到的，因为他们那时候没有圣经。
And he says, through the Spirit of God, let God's word abide. Abide means to connect like vine, like the vine with the branches. You got to connect. Let God's word abide and connect in you so that you'll be able to have that alarm and catch these falsehoods, the spirit of the Antichrist that are invading your thoughts.
所以在这里讲就是要通过圣灵，神的话语要住在我们的里面，这个住在我们里面就像所以我们能够就是用神的话语住在我们里面，我们就能够辨认出这些敌基督的。
That's why when we read God's word, we can't read it for just surface understanding.
所以当我们读神的话语，我们不能停留在表面上的理解。
Every time you walk away from God's word and it doesn't sink into your life to do a transformational work in your mind,You are walking away from God's word empty.
那你任何时候就是如果你不吸收真正的吸收神的话语，让神的话语来改变你的生命的话，那你读的这些神的话语都是虚空的。
You want to sit and say, God, what are you telling me? You want to sit with God's word until you say, God, what are you telling me today?
那你呢就是一定要就是一定要
问神说，
好的，
神你有什么东西你想要跟我说的，你是有什么话语想要让我了解的。 What do you want me to do? What do you want me to change in me?
那你要问神，就是你需要我怎么做，你想要如何改变我。
You gotta drink deep from God's word.
这是在神的话语是非常非常的深的。
So that you'll be able to test and know what is true.
所以你能够，你就能够检测，并且能够知道什么是真理。
And you'll be able to be clear the false that is in your mind, and you can remove it.
那你也能够清楚的知道什么是假的，那你能够去除这些假的。
There was a man who was observing his yard.
那有一个人呢，就是在看着他的院子。
And he was noticing these visitors to his yard.
他也看到呢，他的院子里呢有些不同有些不同的东西。
The first visitor to his yard was this beautiful butterfly.
那第一个东西他注意到的呢，就是一个蝴蝶。
And this butterfly would visit the flowers and drop on each flower and then touch upon it and go to the next flower and just fluttering around, touching down on a flower and touching on another flower and fluttering around.
那他观察到这个蝴蝶呢，就是在花丛中呢飞来飞去，从一个花上面飞到另外一个花的上面飞来飞去。
And then another visitor came into his yard.
然后呢，另外一个探望者来了。
This visitor was a botanist.
那另外一个呢，来到他院子当中呢，是
个植物学家。How did this guy get into my yard?
啊，就想着这个人怎么来到我院子里了。
But he seemed kind of nice, so he observed him.
所以，但这个人看去比较也蛮好的，所以他就让他。在他院子当中待着。
But because the flowers were so beautiful, the botanist looked closely at the flowers and studied and took notes and wrote in his notebook all about these flowers, drawing pictures of the flowers, everything.
那这个花园当中的花呢非常漂亮。这个植物学家呢仔细地观察了这些花草树木，然后记笔记。
The man was observing that this botanist was taking copious notes.
那这个植物学家呢，记着就是非常丰富的笔记。
And then he closed his notebook and he walked away.
然后他记完了，关上走了。
And then he saw the last visitor into his garden.
然后呢，他看到了最后来的这一位。
And it was a little bee.
这就是一只小蜜蜂。
And the little bee found a flower.
那这小蜜蜂呢，找到了一朵花。
And drank deeply from the flower.
然后呢，深深的吸引，就是吸着这个花蜜。
That bee stayed on that flower and sucked all he could get out of that flower.
那这个蜜蜂呢，就是爬在这个一颗花上，就深深的把所有的这些蜂蜜都吸走。
And finally, he moved on to another flower and drank deeply from that other flower.
吸完了以后呢，他才飞到另外一个花上，又深，就是又尽力把所有的花蜜都吸走。
You know where I'm going with this.
你也知道我想讲什么。
Which are you?
那你是哪一个呢?
Are you the butterfly who hops around from your favorite verse to favorite verse?
你是这只蝴蝶吗?就是在这些不同的经文,你最喜欢的经文当中跳来跳去的。
From sermon to sermon?
从不同的讲道上就是听道上跳来跳去。
Never letting the word of God truly penetrate into your life.
但是呢却从来没有让神的话语真正进入你的内心。
Or you like the botanist.
或者你就像这位植物学家一样。
Oh, love to study the word of God.
非常的喜爱学习神的话语。
Oh, you got notebooks full of the study of God's word.
你也记满了神的话语的笔记。
You love to talk about God's word.
你也很喜爱就是和人家讲神的话语。
You can debate on a tense in the Greek all night.
你也可以和人家辩论。
You can show all that you know about God's word.
你可以让人家看到你所就是你的知识丰富。
But you always close your notebook before it penetrates into your life.
但是呢，在神的话语还没进入你的内心的时候，你已经把你的笔记关上了。
Be like the bee.
你要成为这个蜜蜂。你要成为这只小蜜蜂。
Sit in the word.
要坐在这个话语神的话语上。
And drink deep.
要深深地吸收神的话语。
Before you leave.
在你离开之前。
Brothers and sisters, we're living in the last days.
弟兄姐妹们，我们已经处在末时了。
We know the antichrists are already among us.
我们知道敌基督的就在我们中间。
Sometimes we even see the spirit, the attitude of antichrists in our midst.
我们在我们中间也看到了这些敌基督的灵。
We need to learn to recognize that.
我们需要学习如何辨认他们。
And God's word today has shown us how to resist that. More importantly,
那更重要的就是神的话语今天也给我们显示给我们看，我们要如何的拒绝他们。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
父，我们感谢你的话语。
We thank you for your Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你的圣灵。
Who you have anointed us with.
我们感谢你用圣灵来恩膏我们。
You have given us, your word says, everything we need for life and godliness.
你已经说过，就是你的话语已经给了我们全部。
You love us so much that you've enriched our lives with yourself.
你是如此的爱我们，甚至我们的生命是因你而丰富。
We know that there are enemies to our faith.
我们知道我们的信仰上，我们有信仰上的敌人。
And today you helped us to know how to stand firm and protect us from enemies of our faith.
今天你也教导我们如何能够如何才能站把我们自己站稳来保护我们自己。
Because you desire us to grow.
因为我们知道你也希望我们成长。
And to enjoy relationship with our God all of our days.
我们能够来享受和神的关系。
We thank you for your word today.
我们感谢您的话语。
May you bless it to penetrate into our lives.
愿您祝福你的话语，使你的话语能够扎入我们的内心。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.